That our God is a God of justice, and he's so rigid in his administration of justice. If he's going to show mercy, there's a reason why he must show mercy. Because the plane of mercy that we have access to in the new covenant is different from that which is of the old. In the old covenant, God shows mercy if he wants to show mercy. But there was a dimension of mercy that he showed to David, which is called the sure mercies of David. That one is sure. It's not... Do you understand that? Those sure mercies is what we now have access to by reason of prices that were paid, judgments that came upon his son, translated to possibilities in justice. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our sins was upon him, and with his stripes. Translating to currencies of justice and judgment possibilities. But is dependent on you to take advantage when you go to court. So when you go to court, you must not go empty-handed. You must be armed with strong reasons. Strong reasons that are bound on the basis of the constitution of that court. Is that clear? Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. We went somewhere to preach, and when we got back, that's like 11 years ago. When we got back, I found out it was hard for me to breathe. The reason why I said it was 11 years ago, because somebody will say it's COVID. That's the symptom of COVID. 11 years ago, there was no COVID. So it's not COVID. It was hard for me to breathe. I noticed that if I stretch myself to pray because of the pain on the chest, it will be so much it will make me sleep. And when I wake up, the pain would have multiplied. Hallelujah. So I knew that he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The price that ought to be paid in order for me to have peace was upon him. So it means my entitlement by law is peace. And so for any believer that loses his peace, the loss of peace in your heart is a great matter. It's an emergency. You need to stop. There is legislation that provides peace, that guarantees peace in your life. So when peace goes, it's advisable for you to stand back and investigate. It's an emergency. For some of us, the only way God can speak to us is to suck out all the peace, because we're already in motion. We know what to do without consulting God. So if he wants to make it, he will just suck out the peace. That is a sign that you need to pay attention. May the Lord help us in Jesus' mighty name. So having that at the back of my mind, that there was payment, sufficient payment that guaranteed my healing, I ignored the pain and I continued praying. If it becomes heavy, it will make me sleep. Then I sleep. When I wake up again, I continue praying. Then I timed the first prayer time. It was 30 minutes. Second prayer time was 45 minutes. It means I made some progress. It was 30 minutes before I could pray for now. 45 minutes. I slept again. Woke up. I continued. By the time I started the third time, the pain had to go. Because I was praying deliberately, because I knew that it was illegal for that pain to be on my chest. Whether it was an attack that translated to pain, which was not supposed to be there, is not my business. The thing is, there's payment sufficient for me to enter into this level of experience. And I will not stop at anything demanding for the manifestation of that commodity for which payment was made. If you are coming into the court, you must come with a strong reason. Because when we begin to pray, I'm going to arm you with some reasons consistent with your condition, your circumstance. Then we'll spend a moment to pray. It is in that moment that angels will be dispatched to carry cargo from heaven to earth. They'll be moving cargo. And as many of them that God gives us grace to see, then we'll follow, we'll trace it. Okay, deliveries are taking place. The Lord will help us. That's how sons pray. They pray in court. They speak the language of God. They speak from the standpoint of God's thoughts and God's provisions. And when you give God back his word, it happens to be that God has exalted his word above his name. So when God speaks, he himself is subject to that which he has spoken. So he cannot deny provisions that his word has created that is part of the fabric of his justice system. Is that clear? Okay, come with me. Let's press a bit. I need to give you a typical case of litigation. A typical court scenario where someone stumbled into court and began to argue his case. And I will like us to look at the principle upon which he generated all of his argument. All right? So that's Abraham. Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 to 25. Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 to 25. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. And Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked?" This is when God told Abraham of his intentions to bring justice and judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham wanted to negotiate with God. And the ground upon which that negotiation sprang was a strong reason. And what was the strong reason? Well, we know you as a righteous God. We know you as a God of justice, a God of judgment, a God of equity. Will you therefore destroy the righteous and the wicked? That's a reason. See, that's reason. It's a strong reason. And that reason is rooted into God's nature. God's nature of righteousness was what was being queried by this reason. Are you with me? This destruction you want to do, can we know how you plan to implement it? Will you by any means destroy the righteous and the wicked? When the man struck that point, I was expecting Abraham to stop there. Don't bring number. Don't negotiate with number. Negotiate with nature. Will you destroy the righteous and the wicked? Stop. But the man now went and thought he was smart. And said, okay, if you find 50 there, he had already spoiled. It was airtight. That delivery was airtight. There was no way God could look away from it. And then the man now went into negotiation. That's the problem. See, if you find it. And in his own carnal mind, he thought that there were 10 righteous people in Sodom. So he stopped at 10. See, it means he didn't have sufficient data even to prosecute the negotiation he had opened. You are not with me. You are not with me. I'm coming. One moment. A scripture just dropped in my spirit. Let me find it. I was with my Bible since from morning till night. You know, this litigation, this is this matter we're looking at. This is the language of sons. So I had to stay with the scriptures and check the languages, check the proceedings. Every time there was a court case, I went there. Okay. From all the court cases I found, Abraham's presentation is simplest. There are other complex court scenarios which will not bring this evening. But I'm just saying that my teaching on this subject cannot be exhaustive because we don't have enough time. Okay. All right. So, are you there? Instead of the man to stop his conversation by saying, "Will you destroy the righteous and the wicked?" Then allow God to talk. And I said, "What if you find he moved into negotiation? It was obvious his data was obsolete. He was using the data that showed that once upon a time there were 10 righteous. Those ones backslid. He didn't know. He now stopped the negotiation at 10. But let me show you what God implemented. I hope you know that. Are you with me? According to his negotiation, God would have been righteous if he destroyed Sodom and destroyed Lot. Because what he presented to God was 10. And there was no 10 there. That means on the account of his own negotiation, Lot too should be in the furnace of fire. But God did not use the principle of righteousness, because if his righteousness is according to the contract, he used another principle. And it is because he used that principle that Lot escaped. If not, the negotiation did not provide cover for Lot. So when you pray tonight, don't count numbers, because all your family members might have been initiated. You might be the only one. May the Lord. You might be the only one. Give me Genesis chapter 19, verse 29. Let's see what God did. So don't forget this factor. This factor is critical. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. Now, what exactly about Abraham did God remember? Because the last time I checked, Abraham said, "Me, myself, I agree. If there are less than 10, burn the place." And the Lord remembered, this was the manifestation of the mercy of God. He remembered Abraham that, "Man, this guy has been faithful. It will break his heart for him to hear that Lot also was burned. And when they go to check the skeletons, he will see one skeleton that is Lot's height. Say, this is the remains of..." He may not be able to handle it. So God now remembered. It was his relationship with Abraham that brought cover for Lot. Do you realize that there are some churches that are territorial governing churches? You don't realize. It governs the region. If another pastor comes and opens a church in that region, even if the church is larger than the church of the territorial governor, that pastor that came into that region is under that man's covering, but he doesn't know. Lot will think it was his night vigil that he did that delivered him. But unknown to him, it was because of Abraham that he was remembered. That means he had been forgotten for a long time. I don't want to press further. There are some men that will make God remember you, especially if they're in your life. Satan might take a weapon to strike. They say, No. It will break Prophet George's heart. So, even though on the strength of the intercession he brought, this one should burn. And it will be just, it will be righteous for that to happen. But just for the sake of his heart, he might not. And he remembered Abraham and saved Lot. So there are many things that God will do for you because of other people. You will hear stuff like, and God remembered Abraham, the covenant he had with Abraham when the children of Israel were crying. It was not them he remembered, it was. We seek men of sufficient stature that if God wants to move in a certain region, he will remember you and he will stay his hand. That's the kind of man I want to be. A man that can influence God's actions. A man that can influence what God wants to do in the earth. God will have to consider how the thing will affect me, and that will influence whether God will do it. I don't want to be like Lot. And when Lot was delivered from the situation, instead of him to go, he would have gone back home and submit and say, my problems began when I left you. I won't go far. So that's an example. And that's the kind of thing we're going to be doing. And we're going to be coming with strong reason. So Abraham's strong reason was, will you destroy the righteous and the wicked? That was his strong reason. Okay. Are you there? Let me give you a few strong reasons. I will itemize some cases and give you strong reasons. Maybe. What? Okay, this is Nigerian time. Oh my God. I will itemize a case, give you a strong reason. John chapter 4, verse 38. Case and strong reason. John chapter 4, verse 38. I send you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men have labored, and ye have entered into their labors. Who can see what that verse is talking about? Who can see what the verse is talking about? The only way that it is possible for you to bestow labor and I reap is through inheritance. In inheritance, your father labored and secured land. And then he calls you and says, you know, I'm old. This land is yours. That's inheritance. That's the only arrangement where it is possible for you to reap where you have bestowed what? No labor. Because of genealogy, all of us were not created as original as Adam. We came from a lineage. And because we came from a lineage, inheritance is a strong factor of the overflow of spiritual realities. Let me give you an idea. It was Judah that committed incest. And the implication of Judah's incest was that his scepter, because rulers were supposed to emerge from Judah according to their location of ordination. He committed incest, and the implication of his incest was that his scepter was suspended for 10 generations. It was in the 9th generation that Israel now asked for a king. Meanwhile, it was not God that gave them a king. It was not time, but they felt God was too slow. And they said, hey, we want to be like other nations. And God gave them someone from Benjamin. But Benjamin does not have the ordination to rule. He will always mess it up because he doesn't have the ordination. It's not part of his wiring from heaven. So even though he was the giant of Israel, and the Bible says that he was a head taller than every Israelite, when he met with the giant of the Philistines, his glory was no longer remembered. What happened on the battlefield that David came to his rescue so that he would not go back in shame was that the mantle of leadership was in Judah. It was Judah that came to fight that battle because they are the ones that have the ordination of kings. But the young Saul could not interpret it. David began to rise. Are you with me? You remember the song of the women? You know, women can cause problems. They sang and said, Saul has killed his thousand. And David, what? And it's women that sang it. And that one, women. But unfortunately, for Saul, his interpretation of the women's song was wrong. Because the Bible says, one shall chase a thousand. Two shall chase 10,000. It was his own 1,000 plus David's 1,000 that became 10,000. But he didn't know. He thought it was... He didn't know what was really playing out. His inclination to desires of the flesh made him to envy David. But unfortunately, it was his ordination that was speaking. Because he was the original line of kings. And David was in the 10th generation. And so when Saul failed, he was programmed to fail because there was no ordination to support the throne. Just like many politicians are members of parliament. it's not from heaven. So there's a scandal that will break out. It's a proof that it's not an ordination. That the cap is too big for him. The weight is going to cause problems. But if you are built for it by ordination, when you wear the cap, you will know this man was born to do this thing. So it was when David now came upon the throne that the scepter was restored after 10 generations of judgment that suspended it. You know why it is like this? It's because we are factored into genealogy. Oh, you are not with me. You know, I said something. Inheritance. There are several liabilities that are within the scope of the inheritance profile. You are not with me. Anytime I see a sickler, because it's because the father... Or mother, the father, maybe the father was an AS and the mother was an AS and then he turned out being SS. Anytime I see that, I believe I have legitimacy to prosecute the counsel of God in that matter. It's a liability that came through inheritance. Oh, are you here? So inheritance is one of the factors that transmits either goodwill or liability from generation to generation. Have you seen some kind of sicknesses that are transgenerational? Are you with me? So inheritance is a possibility. Part of the liabilities that challenge our ordination comes from inherited factor. And this is a ground that Satan can use to accuse you. But I want to show you how to handle this in court. It's according to the Constitution. You must come with strong reason. To think that just because you are born again, inheritance should no longer happen to you is to joke. But you see, there's a provision in court for you to press charges so that your liberty can be secured. You know, I said yesterday that faith never denies the mountain. Help me tell your neighbor, faith does not deny the mountain. The first thing that a spiritual man should do is to examine his lineage very well. Because the conduit through which things will transfer is through the genealogy. And that brings about complications. One thing I noticed, I knew my grandfather when he was 110 years old. He had a straight back. He was not using glasses. Neither was he using crutches. Till the day he died, he never used glasses and he never used any walking aid. And I think he died from about 118, 120. Right? He prayed to die. He begged. He will look for, he looked for death. Because all his mates, according to him, had died. He had nobody to discuss with in the evening. Hallelujah. The moment that man died, from my dad's generation, nobody could make 70. My dad 62, the other one 64, 61. In my own opinion, that's a problem. Because when you find something that is constant, always, always constant, it means there is a law in view. A law is something that is almost always constant. If I throw my handkerchief up in Accra, it will come down. If I throw it up in Volta, it will come down. If I throw it up in the northern region, where will it come? Down. It means there's a law in place. It's called gravity. The direction of expectation is down. That means it's almost always constant. When you begin to see a pattern, it is a certain liability that is playing out. It's a spiritual matter that is playing out. It's a court situation. It is possible for you to ignore it until it comes on you. And it is difficult to fight when it is already in around the corner. May the Lord give you understanding. So, that pattern, I don't know where the pattern came from. But because I come from that lineage, I need to do something about what? The pattern. Remember, it is possible for you to ignore the mountain, and that will be foolishness. At the end of the day, you will see the pattern wrestling for your own space. And the reason why it has transgenerational force is because it is spiritual. Anything that is spiritual has the potential of crisscrossing generations. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. So it may be that my grandfather did something for long life. And the other side of the coin is that, okay, your descendants will live only half the age you live. Because that 60-something is a science. It's so accurate that it has a formula behind it. Are you here? So I went to pray. And let me show you the scripture I used. So if what you are dealing with has its roots in inheritance, which is a spiritual possibility according to the statement that Jesus made, then we will need to go to the court with Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 2 and 3. For all issues that are tied to inheritance. Ezekiel chapter 18, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 2 and 3. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Amen. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, yes? What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grape and the children's teeth are set on edge? He said, my justice is not revealed in that parable. It was the fathers that ate the sour grape. The implication of what they did is found on their children. That is possible because of the principle of inheritance. So God came to say that it was illegal for that proverb to continue in his house. So he decided to, what do they call it? Amend the constitution. Next verse. As I live, saith the Lord, ye shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Why? Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also is the soul of the Son is mine, and it is the soul that sinneth. So this is the amendment. So this was the amendment I took to the court of heaven. That I have noticed that my elders and ancestors ahead of me have lacked the strength to press beyond 60. You know, the Bible says 70 by reason of strength. So long life is a function of some form of strength. That strength was not truly defined, but it's strength. My elders have lacked the ability to push beyond 60. And from what I have seen about my destiny, I need to live beyond 60 to prosecute it. If I go by 60, it will not be accomplished. On the strength of this, I appeal with this amendment. Is it not written? That the soul of the Father is mine. The soul of the Son is mine. And it's only the soul that sins that should die. I press those charges. And when you are pressing charges, keep pressing until you receive a verdict in your spirit. If you have not received a verdict in your spirit, it means there is no new ground or possibility. The old law is still in force. So, how long will you be in court? Have you not heard of cases that lasted for 10 years? Okay. So, stay in court until the judge. So, I stopped attending court when the judgment for the new possibility came out. So, I could look at my son boldly and say, we live very long here. Hallelujah. May you be the reason why the lifespan of your people will be prolonged. May your labors in the court of heaven become the ground of the new possibilities of salvation. May your priesthood be the reason why the sons of men will sing the victor's song. Now is come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is it a function of inheritance? Go to court and stay there until the Lord utters it. Second thing I noticed. In the state, you know, you guys have regions here. In Ghana, we have states like the U.S., my dad was the number two citizen of our state. When I knew myself, he was number two citizen. In fact, those days, if you are number one citizen, your plate number will be 01. And then number two plate number will be 02. My father's plate number was 02. He was a big man. He refused for sirens to blare before him. Because of his Orthodox Christian background, that it would look like pride. And we are all surviving by the grace of God. So he was a very principled man. But you know what? In terms of career, he went to the pinnacle of his career. The peak. And he influenced many things. The city I dwell in today, it was their efforts that planned it. And I know how much of the city they built. And when democracy came, I also know what the politicians have done. And I tell you, they have not done much. At least he can tell you that. Alright? But this is my great father. In his lifetime, I saw him fall from glory. And if you have ever been up, don't go up. Because if you do, you stay up. It's quite emotional for you to fall from a height you once experienced. And I saw that play out in the life of all my uncles, without exception. So I went back to court. I said, is it not written that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more? It is only the perfect day that will take me out of the sin of this life. It is not that I dwindle. The anointing reduced. My influence, my voice was no longer heard. I said, no. In Raihan Bonke's life, that was not the tale. I brought examples of people whose light shined bright and brighter until the perfect day. And I stayed until the judge spoke. Are you with me? So if you find any pattern, it is likely to have the potential to be transgenerational. So you go to court and negotiate. You press charges. And you bring a strong reason and stay there. Don't change the point. Hold that point. It might take 3 months until the judge speaks. That's how we do it. That's how redemption. That's how sons bring redemption to territories, to families. And in the lexicon of saviors, your name will be mentioned in heaven as a man that stood between earth and heaven and created possibilities for God to release righteous judgments that will further his cause upon the face of the earth. So this is how to deal with issues that have to do with inheritance. Most of the issues, I believe, are here present are issues of inheritance. And so I will stop here. So that we can go on to the teaching anointing is coming, it's becoming sweet. I mean, me myself, I'm liking it now. So that's a problem. That's a problem. Because when it happens like this, there's no end. Okay. We are hungry, so I'll give you one more. Lamentations. Chapter 3, verse 34 and 36. I'll mention the case. And then show you the approach for litigation. To cross under feet all the prisoners of the earth. Jump to 36. Please stay with me. Are you with me? Oh, stay with me. He said, to subvert a man in his course, the Lord approveth not. That means, you want to go to school, you want to get a job, the opportunities are there, and one of the warlocks from Volta put a machinery in place, a spiritual machinery, and diverted your possibility. He said, that is not approved from heaven. So this is the case of manipulations in destiny. Or someone is about to get married and the relationship is looking glorious, and then someone goes somewhere and he does something to alter the possibility. He say, I, the Lord, I do not approve of it. That is an outcome that is not consistent. It's not supported by the Constitution. Are you a victim of manipulations? You want to step into something? You have seen this symptom of near miracle syndrome. About to step in and then it never works. About to go here, it never works. Put in for an interview, they'll be giving you feedback. When it's time to give the job, you only hear that they employ people. And the devil will ensure that you hear that the vacancies were filled. Meanwhile, when there was serious anxiety. They were corresponding with you. You correspond back, ask you for more documents, and you were already saying, "Oh my God, I've made it." And then suddenly, it goes down the drain. He's saying, the Constitution doesn't support that. So if that has happened to you before, it is left for you to go to court and say, foul. And if you never say foul, you will live with it. Okay, let me show you a scripture before I close. May you be boldened, may you be strengthened to say foul. Let me give you one scripture. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 22, then I will stop. Yes, can you raise that? Can you raise it? Now, I want to sing a song. Can you play? So that I can set my spirit.
Because you live, I can face tomorrow. Because you live, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future, and life is worth a living just because He lives.
Yeah, you are there. Hey, where's my scripture? You have come up with a scripture that is not mine. Isaiah 42 verse 22. Not Isaiah 24 verse 22, but 42. He said, but these people are robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, for a spoil and none saith restore. It is until you say restore that the court will act. But if you can be hallelujah, you can be in prison houses and you are dancing. They say, all right, this guy is cool here. You can be where again? Snared in holes and you are celebrating. I say, all right, that guy's okay. You can be hid in a prison house. You say, I like it like this. You can be for a prey. You can be for a spoil. It is until men say restore that the court goes to war. Can we say restore tonight? If you don't stand up to go to court, the situations will never change. Your children are likely to labor under the same body. Battles that you fail to succeed in will become slippery ground for the next generation. So are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect another? If you are troubled, then you rise up so that we'll begin to make demands on the court of heaven.
Saigo besco frela meni capalos. Meziclo bresco filama, for saviors will come out of Zion. Such people as understand the technology in moving the hand of God. He said, those kind of people will come from Zion. That will make demands on the righteousness of God. Is there an issue of inheritance that you have spotted? A pattern, a cycle, a generational flow from one generation to another generation. Have you seen treachery, darkness, You must say restore before the court goes into an action.
So many issues for us to deal with tonight. We'll take them one after the other as the Lord helps us. First of all, I see a padlock. A padlock on the destiny of somebody. So there is no way I can find that person except by power. So all I ask is just raise your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that is a padlock on his or her destiny, that you want us to pray for and break tonight. From my left hand side to my right hand side, to the balcony, anywhere that person is, I ask Holy Ghost that you stretch forth your hand and help me find that individual. Can you stop praying? Just keep quiet. Keep quiet. Stretch forth your hand, Holy Ghost. Help me find that individual. That your hand, okay, he's coming. That your hand might descend upon that individual so that we can enforce the law on the life of that person. Stretch forth your hand in this auditorium. Help me find that individual upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs, ushers, if you find the person, bring the person. There's an angel of God that is in this room. There's an angel of God that is in this room. There's an angel of God that is in this room. Right. And the angel is touching me. It means there is another person implicated by the padlock issue. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me find a second person. Stretch forth your hand over this congregation. Help me find a second person. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ushers, bring them. We are going to pray for these two. Oh. Because he lives, I can fail tomorrow. Because he lives,
Now listen. I see a cloud of darkness resting over someone's head. And the Lord is saying that as long as that cloud is there, the advancements that the person is hoping for cannot happen. It's a legal issue. It's a liability that has come by reason of inheritance. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that has a cloud, a dark cloud over his head, that is in this auditorium, I ask that you stretch forth your hands again. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. From the balcony to the open floor, from my left hand side to my right hand side, stretch forth your hand, oh God. Help me find that one. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Help me find. Help me find, Holy Ghost. Help me find that one, Holy Ghost. Stretch forth your hand over this congregation. And let it be stronger. Ushers, have you found the person? It's a dark cloud. Even if the person is on the balcony, just help the person down. We want to do something here in court. We want to do something in court. It is only by power we can locate the people. I'm seeing so many. Can you increase that your keyboard? Just play. Play that song. But now don't sing. Just allow him play. I need to hear it. Oh. Now believe me when I tell you. What I saw now is the spirit of death. It's the spirit of death. There is someone here marked for death. We are going to reverse that sentence of death on your life this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that is marked for death, stretch your hand. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. Holy Ghost, help me find. Stretch forth your hand over this auditorium and help me find that one marked for death. Let your hand come stronger, 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 stronger. Holy Ghost. Ushers, if you find the person, bring the person in. Quickly, quickly. Because we need to go to court now. I'm seeing someone, demons are standing around you and taking the money in your hand. You invest, and when you invest, it's as if you are throwing it away. And from what I see, it happened 3 times. If you are in the auditorium, join them. You attempted investment 3 times, and it was as if you threw money away. 3 times. Join them. Aisha Kopremena Kaparatos Kitosamina. Okay, congregation, we are going to court now. We are going with the amendment of the law of inheritance. We want to abolish the proverb that is working in their lives. Can we pray for them right now? Oh my God.
Father, we pray. That there should be divine amendment in the law of inheritance in the name of Jesus. We pray for amendment right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be divine amendment in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, let there be amendment. Let there be amendment in the name of Jesus. We pray, divine amendment. We pray for amendment in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine amendment by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, divine amendment. Let there be amendment in their minds, in their
destiny. In the name of Jesus.
Now we command those paddocks to open. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let them come out of where they were kept. Come out of the prison houses. We say restore. Restore, 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 restore in the name of Jesus. Let the darkness lift that strange cloud. Let it lift from up their heads in the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, every appointment with death is banished. We lose you, Jesus. We lose you from that transaction, from that appointment. Yes, we lose you in the name of Jesus. We send back this arrow to the one that sent it. And we ask that the hand of God will come upon your family. If your family is being targeted, and someone is to be taken to balance accounts in darkness, we forbid it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, your appointment is hereby abolished. Go back to the one that sent you. In the name of Jesus. Those demons that have been released to frustrate your business, frustrate your attempts at actualization, we stand with you in faith tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, and we break the yoke. Oh my God. We'll break the yoke. We'll break the yoke. Loose it in the name of Jesus. We'll break the yoke. We'll break the yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ. Break the yoke in the name of Jesus. We'll break the yoke. We'll break the yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ. We enforce the position of justice. No more. Ah. We send the flames of God to destroy the curse that is upon your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing fire. I'm seeing fire. Whenever I see this, I know it's an angel. There is someone in the congregation. God wants to activate you. It is time. It is your time has come. Wait, 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 listen, wait. Father, show me that one that you sent the angel to activate. Show me that one. Show me that one. Show me that one. His hand will come on you. Show me that one. Show me that one that you came to activate. Show me that one from my right hand side to my left hand side to the balcony. bring that lady for me. It's activation moment. It's activation. So now it is written that when a thief is caught, he shall restore sevenfold. So I press, I appeal for restoration for all these ones that are tempted and met with a brick wall. Restoration. Restoration. Let the things that seem to be lost suddenly break forth. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. You will see a sign. If I touch you on the head, you can go. You will see a sign. Some of you must see signs. Some of you must see signs. Signs of the help of God. Signs. Ooh. Ooh. I say to you, arise, shine, because your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You were chosen. And so I asked for the anointing. You were selected. So I asked for grace. And I decree that you will not be small. You will not be small. You will not be small. Let this scepter rest upon you. And it will produce results. In the name of Jesus. It is God's will for you to be activated. Released into your calling. So I release anointing on your life. That from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you might be activated. And if you have carried any yoke before this time, it is hereby broken. It is hereby broken. I see three crowns. You are released. Go and prosper. 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 In the name of Jesus. Come, come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I strengthen you with grace. Oh man. Strengthen you. It's your time of activation. Yes. The things that could not come to pass before now, they will happen naturally. So go and sing the victor song. I see three crowns from heaven. Three crowns. And the Lord says that there are three intercessors here. He wants to change your rank in the spirit. Your rank. Your rank. So the hand of God will descend upon three of them. And it will come strong. It will come strong. It will come so, so strong. Oh my God. It will come strong. Because this is your day of promotion. Your day of promotion. Father, show me a sign. Those intercessors in this auditorium that you want to change their rank. 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 Let the oil, the anointing, let it descend upon them. Ramos Ali Cabo Rotes Bishaman de Korea Mama Scovela Icopates Cumpe Senico Barato Simo Ambahecuna Sabra Cobesqueto Shemico Rais Cobre. Your rank is changed. Your rank is changed. Your rank is changed. Your rank is changed. Grace is given unto you. Grace is released. Grace is given. Grace is given. Grace is given. Grace. Grace is given. It's given. It's given unto you. Grace. Grace. Your rank is changed. Your rank is changed. Oh, you are entering into a place that you were denied before. Everywhere you were denied access, entry, go. Your rank has changed. Your rank has changed. Your rank, it has changed. It has changed. It has changed. Asiso ke broske vali mantoria. Mantes kufe laba koria. Ah, my God.
Masibo rotes. Can we, I want to, a vision I'm seeing is not so clear. So I want you to help me. Can you speak in tongues for 2 minutes?
Saminabori Senanabo Sanimoko Vrela Hyena Saminozaito Kemasalaba Inakanda Mamore Sanina Labroske Sese Teke Madima Sanina Korea Mamala Igomala brosena, senimala brosena, e amaburu kuzimai, imamena ku, imama.
Now listen, you are released, you are released, you are released, you are released, grace, you are released, you are released in the name of Jesus. Now, we need to do, there's an emergency. There's an emergency. There's an emergency. In fact, I don't know how to say what. First of all, I see a grave dog. I see a grave dog that we need to we need to deal with, right? As the reason why I asked you to support me is because if my vision is correct, this grave is dug in the Volta region. If my vision is correct, it's dug in the Volta region. You know, I just came back from Volta, so I know Volta. What I'm seeing looks like where I came back from. So the person that God is about to help now is from the Volta. There's no way I can know. You know yourselves, you know, so you will help me. I will not stop until I find the person from the Volta. Hallelujah. Lord, that one here from the Volta, that a grave has been dug for, we ask for your help now, that you might stretch forth your hand and locate that person so that we can end what the devil wants to do. From the open floor to the gallery, Holy Spirit, help me. Let your hand come strong. Let your hand come strong on that person from the Volta. Let your hand come strong. Holy Spirit, I ask for your help. Let your hand come strong on that person. Please confirm, if the person is not from the Volta, I will continue my prayer. If you confirm it, if you confirm that it's Volta, then bring the person. My prayer continues. If we don't, hey, Kamale Boboria, Simamoko. Is it not written that you are the resurrection and the life? But he that believes in you, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We are having this covenant with life. We have no covenant with death.
It is you that determines our days, not death, not darkness, not witches, not wizards. And so the grave that has been dug, it is written that he that diggeth a pit, he shall fall into it. So anyone that wishes any one of us to be buried, Lord, they have already provided infrastructure for their exit. Can you bring that lady? Bring that lady. Oh. Are there more than one? There are two. If we don't find the voter person, I will continue my prayer. Marco Celico Maso Celia. Marabos Ebros Kepande. Curia Baratos Isosela. Mantalababoje Cabrasca to Cominana. Oh, my Father. You hold my feet. In a moment of time, as we wait for them, can you pray? Anything you notice that is not right in the family, mention it right now before they come. Mention it right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Alemo Seli. Broske Falambo. Ziklopresko Felami Silamokore. Solomon Zezi Labrokota Semila Baiko Jamai Compesco Falamusa Lila Amenoseli Brasco Velami. Where are you from?
I'm from Volta.
From Volta. Amaisco Sesi Mahiko. Where are you from? Huh?
Volta region.
Volta. Yeah, they are coming out of the grave. They are coming out of it. They are coming out of it. They are coming out of the grave. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus. Siamo che bossico skendo robo sama sale. Mama seco salico talia mahai. They're coming out. They're coming out of that place. Come out of that place. Come out of that place. My soseli cabe santa babore. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it. We cancel it. Your life is spared. Is spared. Yes, we have a covenant with life. You don't come here to die. Death is not here. Only life is here. I say live, 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 live in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you will live now. You will live now. Yeah, you will live. You will live. Live. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every family here. Oh my God. Saikos eme sela kuria resko pete kenso some kabula mai kompas keto moholete resko felame siko pelame prantesko velesko patwa ikamana mama moho. Oh God, oh God, yes, I say come out, come out, come out, come out of that place. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out from that place. Masokeria. Come out from that place. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every family. And we bring every liability before the court.
Indeed, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. There's someone that God is healing. This is where you have a pain when you came into this service. This corner here. You had a pain here when you came into this service. Confirm it quickly. Check the place. And if you are the one, you just wave back there. You had a pain here when you came. Oh my God. Yeah. It goes. Lose her. Lose her in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is dealing with that matter. It's dealing with. Because with his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, no more will your body be afflicted. I break the yoke of the spirit of infirmity. Let the pain go. With his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, we are healed. By your blood, you destroy principality. Jesus, by your name and by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous. Testify of the works and the goodness of God in the land of the living. You will not die. You will live to testify of the works and the goodness of God in the land of the living. You are restored in the name of Jesus.
Just lift up your hands to Jesus. Just don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush in your heart.
I sing praises to your name.
Sing this unto the Lord.
Oh, now,
Praises to your name. Hallelujah.
Oh, now,
for your name.
For your
singing a song. I tell people heaven sings, angels sing. And when heaven sings, it's prophecy. I heard the Lord say there is a fresh wind blowing. It's up to you to believe. We are singing this prophetic song because heaven is singing it. If your faith and your singing will correspond to what is happening, let's sing that song again.
I'll sing praises to your name.
Great instrumentation. Thank God for the grace. I'm not adding anything, even though so many things are triggered. But I just want us to do one thing that the Lord wants. Let's give God a praise. He wants it. He wants it right now. He wants it. And let it go to him as the man of God has said, as an incense. I mean, it's very serious. He wants it right now. It could be our only response to what he has done. He wants it right now. I tell you, prophetically I tell you, he wants it right now. Let's go.
Every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. Sing every praise to our God. Every word of worship.
Oh, no.
My spirit now. I surely have peace. I can't receive without giving thanks. I can't receive without giving praise. God bless you. Stretch up your hands towards the man of God. Say a prayer. Say a prayer. Say a prayer. Prayer of preservation, of grace. Preservation of ministry. God has resourced a man with divine ability, with divine wisdom, another variety of grace gift. Pray that the Lord preserves him. Pray that the Lord keeps him and his family. Pray that the Lord will break every barrier and allow his ministry to move forward. Pray, lift up your voice and pray an honest prayer from your heart. Speak to the Lord. Tell the Lord to make way for him. The Lord will make a way for his ministry. The Lord will make way for his voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for Apostle's life. Thank you for what you have destined to do with this life. What you have purposed to do with this life. What you are currently doing with this life. What you will be doing with this life. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. The Lord, you break barriers. That there will be a path made in the desert. That his voice shall be heard. In all corners of the world. Even as you send him to straighten the crooked paths. Let those who are around him see the mission of this man. Let them understand the essence of the mission. Let them carry the burden of the mission. There is time on earth. It's years on earth. Will be on your purpose. And I pray this fresh wind that is blowing in this house raise a new army of men and women who will go to the corners of the earth and be your voice as you want. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious mighty name. And Apostle, we just want you to know that we love you as a church. We appreciate you. God bless you. I will allow Apostle to set off. Take your offerings. Take your offerings. We are doing something special today. We supporting this mission with a special offering. So take a special offering. I'm not going to go through all those things people do. Take 10,000, take 1,000. Who has this? That is not a load I want to carry. So do something just proper and we do something good. I'm not going to ask people who is going to give that. No, I'm not into that calling. Just take something and give something well from your heart. Lift it up, lift it up. When you are taking from your wallet, remember that is God you are giving to. Don't be a consumer, be a giver. Lift it up. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I'm also supporting this work. I give you praise that whatever substance that goes into this project, Lord, oh God, it will support the work and your name will be glorified in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Can we have some song as we take the offerings?
I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe my shame is taken away.